learning is all about taking chances. And
when you're doing the work you're meant to do, it feels
nervous. It's good for you. It tunes you. But people want to see you
rolling up your sleeves and working hard.
So go forth, make some bucks. But most of all,
no matter where you wind up,
none of us can afford to be complacent. That's true whatever profession you choose.
Well, it's graduation time all across America. Commencement ceremonies, commencement parties, and commencement speeches. And, you know, we've been wondering, why are all the speeches so easy to forget? It's often as big a day as any young person has had in their life. A commencement speech is supposed to be sage, one final lecture to set you on that metaphorical road of life. But no one ever seems to remember much about them. I don't. So, august speakers, what do? How about some blunt honesty?
You might be driven by a fear of failure quite as much as a desire for success. Indeed, your conception of failure might not be too far removed from the average person's idea of success. So high have you already flown.
In 2000, I told graduates to not be afraid to fail. And I still believe that. But today, I tell you that whether you fear it or not, disappointment will come.
As J.K. Rowling speaking at Harvard and Conan O'Brien at Dartmouth in 2011. Well, funny is always good. Here's a strategy. Break through by telling the students you understand them.
Please do not turn off your electronic devices. Leave your iPhones, your iPads, your Sidekicks, your Droids, your Blackberries powered up, the recording, photographing, texting out all that emerges from this stage over the next few minutes.
Tom Hanks there at Yale. Short of that, though, if you're a bigger-than-life star like Denzel Washington at UPenn in Philadelphia, try showing maybe your human side.
Thank you very much. I am obviously the most unorganized. Everybody else has nice boxes to bring their script up in. I just, like, kind of got it all messed up here and put it inside of a magazine. So, in fact, I don't even have it in the right order. Wait a minute. Let me get it in the right order here.
So you try to balance those life lessons with something people actually want to hear before it's time to find the keg. I've heard dozens of commencement speeches. Hard to remember a single one. Except for some reason, this one. Ali G. at Harvard, 2004.
Believing in something is easy. Doing something about it is hard. Actions speak louder than words. You has all got great potential to become great Americans. And remember, America is the greatest country in the whole world. You people is the future. You has the chance to change the world, to actually improve the lives of people. Let's wrap this up now, because we can feel something moving down below.
The amazing Sacha Baron Cohen as Ali G there. So we thought, why not crowdsource this idea? We've asked our takeaway listeners to come up with a giant Frankenstein commencement speech. Here's what you gave us.
My advice to new grads to prepare them for the real world is
surround yourself with people who are smarter than you and who have less money than you do.
Work hard, of course, but mainly think about the future and make a little bit of a plan for your life.
It's important to remember to be happy and live life. Money and life are different things. Both are needed, but keep them separate.
So my advice to this year's graduate is stay single and your pockets will jingle.
And enjoy your time while you can. There's plenty of time to work.
Whatever you do, if you do it for 8 hours a day, make sure that you do it well.
Put aside a lot of the stuff that they've learned in school and adapt that information to the real world.
Oh, the places you went. Thanks and congrats to all of our graduates of 2013. In particular, a personal note, my cousin, Andrew Erskine, graduating tomorrow from Amherst College, Phi Beta Kappa, top of his class. Good job, cousin.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.